See, this is perfect. We have Joe. I love Joe behind the board. There is no worse suiting, open, music-wise, for our guests that we have on right now, right? Just something calm and soothing and something that feels really good. Our guest this morning, we begin today, comedian, he's done everything, Lewis Black, joining B-Madison Beamer on WBEN. Lewis, good morning. You're heading into the area not once, but kind of twice over the next week. You're in North Tonawanda this Thursday night, the Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour, and then you're in Jamestown a couple nights after that. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being on with us.
Well, you know, and I heard that you had that perfect music for me. I'll be using that to open my show as I hand cots to people in the audience.
I loved it. Perfect setup for you. Now, you've had an insane, amazing career, everything from TV to the stand-up in the biggest movie of the year so far, with Inside Out now, kind of this next chapter. This is the Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour. I mean, the final tour. Is this really it?
Yeah, I don't know why people don't seem to get that. But, you know, I'm very happy to make it the final tour. I've done it a lot, and it's been great. And I've been to Buffalo a ton of times, and I've gotten to work to Reg Lanet a number of times. And it's time to do some other things, like have fun. it's that thing of like, you know, just because he didn't want me to leave the White House doesn't mean that I don't want to leave the tour bus.
Well, we've seen Kiss too many times on their never-ending farewell tour. And so that's why we're just hesitant to believe anybody.
Yeah, I know, and that, and Cher, and everything like that. But, I mean, it really is. Like, and then once, of course, I said it, people are going, well, then I want you to come back to before you do your last show. So I'm kind of going. So I announced it in May, and I'll be finishing up in March. And I'll do shows occasionally, and I have a rant cast that I do weekly, and I'll be on The Daily Show. I mean, it's not a retirement, but it is. I'm not going to do 150 shows each year.
Lewis, I got to ask you, I mean, obviously, you know, the last two decades has been just great content, but is this right now the best of content for a stand-up comedian, what we're currently living through in 24?
No, because you can't top what's happening. You can't top it. You can't satirize what's already satiric. You know, we're already way beyond what a comic could have written even 5 years ago. You know, we've gone way beyond the pale. There are things that come out every day. You go, you've got to be kidding me. No, I'm not. This is reality. We are in a reality that is literally, if you read the stuff in a book, you'd say, funniest book ever.
How do you find the energy? You're the king of the rants, though, with everything you just said. How do you find the energy to take this? It's never ending. Like you just said, you almost can read it right out of the news script and have it sound like something that somebody made up. But yes, to rant and rave about it time after time again, when it's, I mean, you got to at some point feel like, what are we doing here? It's the same stuff year after year, and it only gets worse. And you got to find a new way to keep people interested.
You nailed it. You said it. It's true. It's like, I got to come up with a new way to say, you know, Republicans are this, Democrats are that, Republicans are this. I mean, I would say 15 jokes like that. And every year I've had to come up with a new one. I'm still waiting for this one to show up. You know, but that's the way it is. It's really been that. And that's part of the reason, it's like you can't, it's like, how do I top what I've already topped? And then I find stuff that I did years ago that works better than what I'm saying now.
Lewis, yeah, you know, you look at comedy. I was talking to, we have a Gen Zer behind the board. So, you know, not familiar when things weren't streaming. And I was explaining how in 2006, a bunch of me and my buddies went to our one friend's house who had HBO to see Red, White, and Screwed, right? That was, we all got together to watch that premiere on HBO. What's the equivalent of the stand-up special in 2024?
I mean, I think it's really, if you found a sweet spot on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, there are guys and women were busting out doing, you know, they're doing it on YouTube and finding a place there. So it's really, it's anywhere. Whereas before you needed kind of a, you know, they had to, you know, HBO had to do it or Netflix still does it. Netflix is kind of the one, but now Netflix has flooded the market so much that it's hard to find the one you want to see.
Yeah, and there's so many of them up on there. It's
yeah,
not,
and then Amazon Prime. But really, where when they're, you know, there a lot of the folks are hitting it on TikTok. And or on podcasts, there are folks I've met along the way who, you know, who were comics and then put their podcast together. And between the two of them, they've, you know, they've created their own world. You know, they're their own Johnny Carson, so to speak.
You don't seem like a TikTok person to me, though. You seem like somebody who would throw a book at somebody who had their head in their phone looking at TikTok all day.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have friends who do it. I can't do it. I can. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people find the time. I mean, I'm spending most of my days kind of going through news sources, trying to come up with something that somebody hasn't thought of. But I don't. You know, people seem to have the time for it. I don't quite get it. I never have. From the very beginning, it's like, you know, a lot of it is people just advertising themselves. And that's the other thing. I've never liked advertising myself. I mean, I like talking to you. I mean, it's great. But I mean, do I really like talking about myself all the time? No. And these people are coming on every day going, look, I got a new juicer.
Is there something to that I find it like, I don't know, soul cleansing a little bit to go on a rant, to get some of these little complaints out of your system. And when you're doing it in time, I find that I sound like a lunatic, especially to everybody listening, because like, what is this person doing complaining about, you know, somebody not returning their shopping cart? But, you know, I'm not really losing sleep over it. It just feels good to get it out in the moment. I mean, does that, every time you go on stage, do you have that, like, cathartic feeling where it's just, you let go and you're, like, relaxed after?
Yeah. I mean, they basically found out that my blood pressure is kind of perfect. Everything else is rotting. And I think it's really because I've given myself permission to kind of let it rip every day. And it really kind of, apparently, it helps your system. Way back, somebody from, you know, some magazine put me on a blood pressure machine, and then got me all excited, and then I returned to my normal blood pressure in like 30 seconds. It's amazing what, you know, and also, you know, a lot of what I yell about on stage, you know, when I'm yelling, is where to, you know, how do I get the energy? It's because I go through every day the stuff you're talking about. So I'm waiting on the phone to try to find out am I supposed to press button 6 or 9, and how come they're not referring to anything it is that I called for, and how am I supposed to tell them? And I'm screaming, just get me a person, just get me a real person. And so you find yourself now, you know, when I go on stage, all of that stuff is built up all day, all those little frustrations we go through every day. And I get to let it rip about stuff that is, seems, you know, that is at that point in time important.
I mean, that is the remember when the robots were first introduced on the phone, you could just say live person and it would actually get you there. Now, yeah, it's a question mark if there's actually a live person in the building.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to press the button. And then it used to be you could press 0. They knocked that one out, too.
Lewis, so this the final tour, here coming through the Riviera on Thursday, what to expect? Yeah. What will you be focusing in on of the madness that we witness on a daily basis?
I feel, depending on what else they come up with, I kind of, a lot of it is a recap so that people, I think, need to know that they're not crazy, that what they're watching is crazy. So it's a recap of really, in part, what we've been through in the last, it's only been like 45, 50, 60 days that we, you know, it was not that long ago when, you know, he was, they shot at him, and then within moments, things just went completely, you know, into a different zone. And I start there, and I just kind of go through it. And if you go through it, you start to real, it's, it starts to add up, not that, you know, as the assassination attempt isn't funny, but you stack that on all the other things, you know, and J.D. Vance and cat ladies. I mean, that's somebody stop it. And then they bring Kamala on, and then because the ghost of Christmas Past, the guy in the White House, you know, he finally admits he can't do it. And then they're all, everybody seems, oh boy, it's she, look at her, she's great. You know, what they think is great is you can actually hear her. That's the excitement. And more so than you can hear, you know, they go, boy, why is she beating him? Why is she, how's she beating Donald? People don't know her. Because she, you can hear her, and she knows how to speak in a paragraph. And that's huge. Huge. Listen to me, Buffalo. It's huge.
Hey, that's, now there's a guy who knows Buffalo. Lewis, I mentioned before, you know, you're part of the, I think, the biggest movie of the year so far. I don't know the numbers, but I'm pretty sure it is. Inside Out 2, you're in Inside Out, these animated movies. My son, who's four, like, I never thought I'd let my four-year-old watch anything with Lewis Black in it, but here I am, Inside Out. He loves it. All the kids love it. What's it like being, you know, first doing the voice of the animated character? Is that, you know, how different is that from stand-up and what you've always been doing, but, you know, now kind of being introduced to a whole new audience?
Well, I mean, one thing that it makes it really extraordinary is you're working at Pixar, and they're really an incredible group of creatives. You know, they're just unbelievable, and they've got a humility about them, and an ability to kind of go, oh, we made a mistake here, and they kind of give you a certain amount of freedom and say, try this, try that. Why don't you? What do you think? What would you say? And the one thing that you're working with these artists who come up with an animated figurine that is doing literally 90% of the work, and all what you're giving him and what I was giving him was the voice of anger. And what was great about it, I was the first one cast. Way back when we did Inside Out 1, I was the example. I wasn't cast at this point, but the example was, imagine all the emotions, imagine Lewis Black's anger. And so I get to just play, all the notes within the anger scale, and that's been a lot of fun. And I now have my character walks around Disneyland, which is unbelievable. It makes me the Sleeping Beauty of my generation.
That's you could say that. You could say that. That's right.
Lot different than my favorite Lewis Black movie, Accepted. But, you know, it's a few years removed.
I love that movie.
Oh, one of my favorite was my college, which has since gone out of business. That movie was on a loop for like my entire freshman year on the Madai movie channel.
Nice.
Lewis, you said you don't like to advertise yourself. So I'm sure you get this question. I'm sure comedians are sick of this question, but you look at comedians now, the comedians that are out there now, do you have any favorites of today's comedians?
Well, I mean, the ones I really, the ones that I still think should get more note. And there are a lot of really great up and comers, but Kathleen Madigan is really, maybe for my money, the funniest comic working now. And she's right, hitting her sweet spot, and she's just brilliant. And then there's Ted Alejandro, who you don't get to see much. He opens and has opened up there for up in that area for Jim Gaffigan. He's the opening act. And, you know, there's a whole bunch. I can sit here for an hour and kind of go through them. But those are the two that always come to mind immediately, and there are a bunch of others. And really, they become, the two of them really are the ones that stand out for me this morning at this hour.
Well, Lewis, we thank you so much for coming on. You are going to be up at the Riviera Theater, which is right around the corner from where I live. I really hope you enjoy North Tonawanda. It's a great spot to be at, everything going on around the Riv. And in Jamestown at the Reg Lena Center for the Arts, that is upcoming Friday. So Thursday at the Riviera, Friday in Jamestown, a few tickets still available if you want to get out to the show. Hey, Lewis, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate you helping us get the word out. And that folks should also, the other thing I need to let folks know about is, you know, if you've not been to the National Comedy Center, go there. It's an hour and 15 minutes away. It's considered by Time Magazine to be one of the great museums to visit in the country. Stop, you know, going, well, I don't know. Go. It's an unbelievable interactive museum. It's extraordinary. And it's not just about stand-up. It's everything. Film, animation, television, and social media. It's a brilliantly conceived and done museum, and it's moments away from you. And in the midst of what is one of the stupidest, fastest, insane election cycles of our entire life, take a day and a half off and go wash your brain with some comedy.
That's right. You can make a day of it on Friday. Yeah. Go see Lewis after. Thanks so much again. Really appreciate it. Lewis Black, everybody, here on WBEN. Great to have him.
That was great. That was awesome.
He's, again, in my hometown, right at the Riviera Theater, right down the street. So everyone enjoy North Tonawanda when you're seeing him. And Joe, I thought that, you know, it's been a while since we've done this on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do a little complaint of the week. Just the little thing that irritates you.
Yeah.
And I thought having Lewis Black on, because he's the king of the rant, the king of, as we talked about there, you know, taking a little something and just, you know, like really going off on how much it annoys you. There's something good feeling about. I think we bring back the complaint of the week.
I like the complaint of the week.
You know, for the next segment. So we have this to look forward. The complaint of the week, and you can bring yours too.
Yes.
That little thing, maybe it happened over the weekend, maybe it's happening right now, that just irritates you, bugs you. You know that it would be insane of you to make a scene or make any sort of deal out of it in the moment, right?
So get it out right here.
You can get it out right now. That complaint of the week. 803-0930 to join us this morning on WBEN. I've got all my complaints, not all of them, a good portion of my complaints center around the parking lot. So that's where I'm going to go when we get back from the break.
Yeah, I have a few complaints. One has to do with driving and people not understanding the blinking lights at a crosswalk.
Nobody understands the blinking light in their own car or how to use it. So how would you expect, Joe, for them to... So anyways, more of this when we come back. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Back here, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday, nice back to work. Does it feel like the start of fall for you or the end of summer?
Well, I'll tell you, the weather really dictated it this morning, and last night felt like the beginning of fall. Like, yeah. I walked out in shorts and a t-shirt and had to walk back in and get a hoodie.
It was the start of fall yesterday for me. Went apple picking.
Yes, and you like the apple, right?
It's a good apple. Yeah. A little more tart than what I thought it would be.
What kind of apples are you picking in early September?
Some Macintosh.
Oh, I like Macintosh.
Macintosh. They were ready. They were ready. I like the apples. I like, we got some Macintosh and some something else. The something else was a little sweeter. I like the more tart.
Yeah.
And my wife likes the sweeter one. And I was like, well, which one of us eats the apple every day? So I like. I won.
I like the apple that doesn't hurt your gums. You know, some apples are a little too tough.
Mm.
Maybe I just buy them wrong.
I think you got some weak gums.
No, I don't think that's it. I have very good dental health.
I don't know. I like a crisp apple.
No, I like a little give to my apple.
That's
not too much give.
That's gross.
Not too much. I don't want, like, you know, I don't want it to be rotten.
Complaint of the week. Soft apple.
Yeah. Not too soft.
Ugh.
No, like avocado,
it's like
soft.
A peach. Ugh.
You don't like peaches?
No.
I love peaches.
Soft. I don't want a soft fruit. Nothing soft.
Moving to the country. Gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Maybe if they're hard right off the tree. Nothing soft. Yeah, soft grape. Blah. Soft blueberry. Blah. Soft anything soft.
Yeah, so that's where we disagree. Like, that's why I don't like a pear.
Soft raspberry. Blah.
Yeah, raspberry is supposed to be soft.
No, firm.
Yeah, there's a difference. Firm, yes, but not like I want it to break apart when I mean, bite on it.
It's not like it crunches, but
no. Like, I'm not talking about when you pick it up and it just breaks apart in your hand. That's awful too.
Yeah, I should be able to pick it, and it shouldn't smush it all in my hand.
Yeah. Okay, we agree on that.
Yeah, the firm with everything.
But I like a nice juicy
crisp
peach. Oh, peach! I could eat peaches all day.
Nah, too soft for me. I can't do it. Can't do it. Nothing. Nothing soft. It's football season.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Can't be eating soft fruit. Complaint of the week. We're bringing it back. If you missed our first segment, we talked with Lewis Black, who is here later this week. He's in North Tonawanda, the Riviera. He's in Jamestown on Friday. So Thursday and Friday shows here in Western New York. And he is the, the master of the rants, right? He takes the little thing and just...
He has a rant cast.
Well, there you go. Got a rant cast. He's been doing the rants on TV and stand-up everywhere and big movies now. He's been doing it all over the place. So I thought it was a good day to bring back Complaint of the Week. It's our segment that we've had for, a little while. Haven't done it in a while. Summer's a bad time for complaints, but now we've flipped the page.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Fall's here. Let's start complaining.
Let's hear it out. All right, Complaint of the Week. So I had this one, Joe, and this one comes up every so often, and it came up again yesterday, which is why I was kind of thinking about this. So I mentioned all my complaints, not all of them, but most of them have something to do with being in the parking lot. It's the worst place in the world, the parking lot. I mean, just nobody knows what's going on. Nobody follows the rules. Everyone just, it's, oh,
the same for drivers and pedestrians. Just a miserable place to be.
And this is, I believe it's a Nissan SUV. I think it's a Nissan, parks at the gym every single day in a spot that's not a spot. It's the furthest row away from the door. So, usually you see this close to the door, they make their own spot. No, it's away from the door. Insists on. There will be 5 open spots right next to it. Insists on parking in the spot that's not a parking spot. They even have a little sheriff and whatever sticker in the window.
Ah, I see what they're trying to do.
I don't see what they're... You know what they're trying to do? Block me from seeing there's a reason it's not a spot.
Yeah.
This isn't my complaint, by the way. This is just there's a reason it's not a spot. Every other row, there's like a tree, and like one of those little greenery curbs. And then every other row, there's not. So you have the perfect amount of space if you're turning left to see around. This car parks there. I can't see around the car. I almost got hit last week because this stupid car, it's the same guy. Move your car, park in a spot every single time. It's not even my complaint, but I just had to get it off my chest.
That's ridiculous.
Because you might be listening, because there's a guy who has us on in the shower at the gym, and he's at the gym, and it's maybe around this time, or maybe you're driving there about to park and you're not parking spot. Just please don't today.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting at.
I mean, you want to go with gym complaints. Well, I have the same complaint that I've always had. And this, I realize COVID's over, and that's great. Like, the pandemic's over. But, you still have to wipe your machines down. I know that's like a go-to. It will never not bother me when I see someone. Now, like, I couldn't get away with it. I sweat a lot when I'm working out. But people will just get off the machine and move on to the next one. They'll go to the machine right next to it. And no, I'm staring at the... This is a two-part complaint. Part one, why don't gyms have more Stairmasters? Every gym I've ever been to has 4 or less Stairmasters. It's a popular workout piece of equipment.
I was going to say.
You know how I know?
I think we have 4 and there's maybe one person on it.
I need to join your gym because almost every time I like to start with the Stairmaster, right? I like to build up the calves, get ready. Almost always, I have to deviate from my original plan because all 4 are in use.
Well, if it's any consolation, you don't have to build up your calves anymore. They're like, you are Lou Ferrigno from the knee down.
Yeah, but if I don't, it goes away.
I don't know. I think you could buy yourself like a year of not doing it without it going away.
The rest of the workout feels better though when I get that 30 minutes on the Stairmaster.
Now when you say wipe down, does that mean everything?
That means the parts that you touched.
Okay. Like I go on the treadmill.
Keypad.
I go on a treadmill. I do the incline walk for, you know, a warm up for a long period of time. I mean I touch the button to start it, touch the button to stop it, but I'm not wiping anything down.
I think just more for show.
But I don't need it for show.
This is a community.
Okay, but
You know what? That's why that guy parks there. Because I see that Mazurowski not cleaned down his machine.
If I grab the weights, I'm not wiping the weights down. I hate when people wipe the weights down.
Why?
Because then they're slick. Oh. And you don't have any grip on the weight that you're picking. Or, oh my God, when somebody does it to the bar, I can't go on that bench or use that squat rack because it's all slick.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill myself.
I mean, the slightest congestion, as you know, upsets me. Like, I'd rather just have to dry it off a little bit or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to walk away with a cold because someone didn't wipe down their machine. That's an inconvenience that I didn't ask for.
Well, anyways, my complaint of the week.
That wasn't even my complaint either.
No.
We were going with gym complaints.
Apparently, we have a few. In the parking lot, you're walking back to your car after a grocery trip. It's usually in that BJ's parking lot right on Sheridan and the Boulevard. Walking back to the car, and you're walking, and a car starts following you and then sits in the middle of the parking lot aisle waiting for me to leave. What are you doing?
Mm.
No. That's not how this works. Uh-uh. The worst part about it is because when it's me, you're waiting a while. Because when it's me, I've got kids with me. So this person is trailing me along and then stops. And when you're stopped where they are, no car can go in or out. You're trying to back out yourself? No. Sorry, the car's in your way. You're trying to go through the aisle and go to another aisle? No, that car's in your way. They're blocking the entire... You're trying to walk, really. You got to maneuver around this car. They're blocking the entire aisle because they're waiting for me, who has to go to the car, unload the groceries, strap one or two kids in a car seat, return the cart because I'm not an animal. Get in the car, start it, leave. It's like a 12-step process.
Yeah.
You see me with the groceries, with the child, and you're still waiting for me. I've gotten beeped because here's the thing. When I see you and you turn your blinker on, do you think I'm moving faster? No. If anything, I'm doing the opposite. I'm not putting any pep in my step. You take a parking spot that's available.
Yes.
Not one that's going to be available in 1 to 6 minutes.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of patience. I would never wait for someone
you
to move.
You don't stop in the middle of the parking lot aisle unless the car is coming out. The reverse lights are on. The car is in motion backing out. Then you can put your blinker on to go into that seat. If somebody's just walking in, no. Because you can't wait. You keep it moving. Pretend you're in the supermarket, in the aisle. Keep it moving. You don't stop with your cart in the middle so no one can get through, although I know a lot of you do. No, you keep it moving so we can get the flow going. That is already a bad parking lot. You are making it worse by setting up shop right in the middle and then waiting for me. Do you know how long this is going to take? They both have to go in car seats. They're not getting in on their own. I got to fasten that thing, tighten up the belt. I get in. I sit in. You're waiting for me? Unbelievable. Happened to me again yesterday, and they waited the entire time. I couldn't believe it. I took my sweet time getting back, rolled the cart, you know, acting like I don't let it get to me, except for right now. It obviously gets to me.
Yeah.
I just think that is the most selfish thing you could do.
I agree. And unrelated, that parking lot is not made for a store like BJ's.
It's a terrible parking lot, which, so you know what you do? You go park somewhere else.
Yes.
You park behind the other building. There's a cart corral behind the other building.
That's right.
Because they know people want to park there. You park far away. It's 10 extra steps.
I always park.
It's 10 extra steps. You're going to wait. You could have parked and been in the store.
Yeah.
For longer than, or for, in a shorter amount of time than when you were waiting for me.
I don't have the kind of life where I can waste 6 minutes waiting for you. You know what I mean? I got to park. I got to go. I got things to do, people to see. I got to get these, whatever I'm getting at the store, and get the heck out of here. This is what I've brought up before. I have a lot of complaints. I'm trying not to mention the complaint that everyone knows is on my mind. But yesterday, driving through the village of Williamsville, beautiful village of Williamsville, they have the light system. And if you're too dumb to know the light system, Brian, they have a big sign that tells you what the different lights mean, right? Now, blinking red. Do you know what blinking red means? That means you can proceed as long as no one's in the crosswalk. But you do have to yield. You do have to look. I saw someone yesterday almost get wiped out because a car was not paying attention. And of course, it wasn't, you know, a car my size or your size, Brian. Brian's got a bigger car than mine. But still, it was a huge truck. A huge, you know, bigger than an F-150. I don't know what the next one up is. That's what it was. And this person right through the crosswalk. I mean, these people were quick. Thank God they were able to hop back on the curb. But I mean, there's a sign that it's just like the bridge that keeps on getting hit by semi trucks. There is a sign explaining.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. No one's paying attention. Everyone's looking down at their Apple Play. They're looking down at their phone. This person right through the crosswalk. So dangerous. And you just got to pay attention, especially today, you know, back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention. You gotta stop for the buses, stop for the crosswalks, stop for the nice people at the crosswalks. I could not, and this is not the first time I've seen it. It's not like this is the first time. Repeatedly, I see people just blow through the blinking red that clearly says yield to pedestrians. And here's the thing. You weren't going that much further because it was a red light at Cayuga. So what were you in a hurry for? It was a red light inches away from the crosswalk. That bothers me. A lot of traffic things bother me. I was on the road a lot this weekend. That bothers me. People who aren't looking at the light in front of them. This happens on Main Street a lot. Main Street in Amherst. There is a light right past the high school. And then there's another one at Gettysville. People will look at the one at Gettysville and go when it turns green.
Mm.
But your light's still red.
That's just bad design.
It's bad design, but I'm sorry, if you're old enough to drive, if you're competent enough to drive, you realize what line you stopped at.
Agreed. I love the one speeding past me to go to a red light. That is the story of Twin Cities Highway. Like, all right, have fun going 60. Speed limit is 45. It's 45 for a reason. It's not the thruway.
No.
There are lights here, and guess what? You will have to stop at least one of them. I don't think I've ever gone through straight, with the exception of when I'm coming to work in the morning. But even then, I'm always stopping at the Young Street by Colvin.
Oh, yeah.
Always stopping there.
That light's always red.
But I've never once gone through and not hit a red light. You're going to hit a red light. And guess what? I'll meet you there.
Like, do a little wave.
Go past me. Do whatever. I'll meet you there. So I do like that one. You know, on the distracted thing, can I say, I think the phone and the screen in the car and everything, not that it helps, but I do think it gets a little bit of a bad rap. Because I do think a lot of the things are just people spacing out. Especially if you're driving like the same route that you always do. I think there's a lot of like, you don't have to be looking at your phone to just be not paying attention.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I've been guilty of spacing out, but I've never gone through a crosswalk when someone was walking through it. I think it's just people not wanting to learn what those blinking red lights mean.
On the text board, 803-0930.
This is a PSA, by the way.
It is. 803-0930 for your complaint this week in honor of our guest, Lewis Black, who was on with us earlier. Somebody saying to me, not only do I have a temper, which they found out last week, I'm passive-aggressive. In that case, yes, I will be passive-aggressive,
yeah.
Which is better than, listen, no road rage. Not going to be aggressive-aggressive. Which I could be. Passive aggressive is probably the better option for that case. Somebody else saying they're more passive aggressive than me. They'll put things in the car and go back into the store even just to return the cart to take even longer. And you know what?
I don't hate that.
Thanks to the person right there, I'm taking that move. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing that next. We got Joe Callie behind the board.
Yeah, Joe has one that he's got to set it up or I'm disagree with him.
Okay. Passing on the right, on the shoulder.
What do you paint me a picture?
So like someone's making a left-hand turn on a local street. This won't be on the throughway or anything like that, but a local street, someone's making a left-hand turn and there's oncoming traffic, so they have to wait. But the shoulder, people pass on the shoulder, which is, I believe, you're not allowed to do that.
There's no turn lane?
No. This is like one way, this way, one way, the other way, coming at you.
Yeah, Joe, I'm sorry. You got to pass.
Wait, you can't, though. I think it's illegal. Wait, before. Name me a street. Name me a road.
Oh, God. I'm from Grand Island, though. I don't know if you'll know. Trying to think.
I'll look at a map.
Ransom Road, my high school street. People would turn left, right? Into like a gas station parking lot, and people would be passing on the right where people are walking to school.
Well, okay, that's a hazard.
Like, yeah.
But
I don't know if you can pass on the shoulder, though.
I'm looking at it right now, Joe. I'm passing.
Yeah.
You're passing on the shoulder?
So, yes. I did it yesterday on my way back from the farm.
There's on the way to my parents' house, there is a turn onto, I'm going to forget the street, Kings Highway. There's a turn on the Kings Highway. There's no other turn line. And if Harlem Road is busy enough, I could be there all day. So I look, I'm looking, and I will do the loop around. Because you know what? If I don't do it, then someone goes around me. Now I'm stuck with every other car going around me because I didn't want to pull onto the shoulder.
I will say this depends on the road.
Also depends on the time of day. I'm not doing it if it's go to school time because this is right by the middle and high school.
There are instances where you can and can't do this. I am mostly doing this. You should be paying attention and see that coming. The person should have their turn signal on before they hit the brakes. So you know they're turning here. You see there's traffic the other way, so they're not going to do that. And you would know if it's a road where there's plenty of space on the shoulder for you to do that move. And you can do it where you slow down and you never come to a stop. You are letting the traffic flow. There's nobody on the shoulder. You've read the road. I think that's an okay move to make. Bob in Kenmore, you're on WBEN. You disagree with me.
I do, and actually, there are signs in between on Genesee Street, in between Transit and Harris Hill. It's one way in each direction, and no turning lane. And if someone was making a left, you go to pass on the right on the shoulder. There are signs along there. No passing on the shoulder. It is illegal.
Okay, so there you can't do it. But there's not those signs on every road.
Right, it's like you can't turn right on red at certain lights, but that's not every red light.
I'm thinking mostly of country roads.
Take me home.
But you know what? Yeah. Like rural areas, long country roads, 55 mile or 50 or 45 and above, that's what I'm picturing. If you're braking hard stop and making a line of cars and the speed limit's 50 miles an hour, that to me is more of a hazard than you making the move.
Yeah.
So you slow it down, you make the move, you keep going. You keep the flow of traffic and nobody's...
Right. But if there's no sign, you can do that. Just like I can't U-turn at certain intersections. But if there's no U-turn sign, I'm going to take a U-turn there. Unless I'm in the state of Ohio.
No U-turns?
You can't U-turn in the state of Ohio.
At all?
Nope.
In Ohio? This does remind me of another one before we go. It's it's in the city of Tonawanda, Delaware Street. In the city of Tonawanda, Delaware Avenue turns into Delaware Street once you hit the city limit. And that road is made wide enough for two people. And people treat it as two lanes, even though right before it turns into street... There is a sign, one of the merge signs.
Right.
These two lanes become one lane.
Yeah.
But the road width stays the same. So people will still drive it as if it's... But it is the perfect, because you'll have some cars parked on the side, and then it's the perfect street width for when somebody's making that right-hand turn, you scoot around them. You're only supposed to be going 30 miles an hour. You go around the car, so nobody's ever waiting for the turn. They really should just put a turn lane in there.
Yes.
Clarify that and make it one lane in each direction with the turn lane. They haven't, but that it. I used to live on there, right on that road. It would make me mad every single evening.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Whatever you're doing on the road, that you got to be careful and you got to be cautious and you got to be looking. And final thing I'll say: people who haven't talked to me in months, all of a sudden remembering my number when Virginia Tech gets upset on Saturday. That's a complaint.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. When you put a turkey on your car, that's the way it goes.
But you know what? That's in the past. On to Marshall.
Sure.
On to the home opener. Here we go.
We'll both be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.